Welcome to the Arts and Antiques Radio Show with appraiser and art aficionado, Dr. Elizabeth Stewart.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Meet the prime movers of the Santa Barbara art scene and hear the tales of art, books, music, and experiences of great value.
You'll find your fortune falling.
There's no place like Santa Barbara for the arts, where beauty works and thrives. What's valuable to you?
There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. A big shout out. This is the 80th year that the Ojai Center Stage Theater is actually happening in Ojai, and Richard Camp, the artistic director, has found this first show that was produced in 1939, Night Must Fall. You remember the movie with Richard Montgomery and Rosalind Russell and Robert Montgomery, and these two performers that are here play those roles in the film. So if you remember the film, then believe it or not, the play was in London, went to New York, was redone in Hollywood for a movie, and then opened on stage in L.A. in Ojai in 1939.
Yes, and it's wonderful. I have a little story that you might find interesting.
Yeah.
I love the continuity of theater, how theater, you know, can exist and travel through the years. 3 weeks ago, I got an email from a woman who is Dana Andrews' daughter. Dana Andrews, the film and stage star. And she had enclosed two letters. The first letter was an invitation from the director of the theater in 1939, Paul McGuire, inviting Dana to the opening of Night Must Fall because the two of them had worked together in the Pasadena Playhouse.
Wow.
Also, a second letter disinviting him because the chairs that they had ordered had not come in, so the theater had no chairs. And ironically, we have just gotten new chairs in the theater for this show. So it just, the continuity, it is just kind of chilling.
Wow. Years later. I want to introduce one more time David Nelson Taylor, who's playing Dan in Night Must Fall at the Ojai Arts Center Theater. And the show runs till March 10th, so you got to get your skates on and go see it. David's kind enough to set up a scene for us with Angelica. David, will you tell us the scene and then we'll launch?
Yeah, so the scene we're going to do is in the second scene of the play. Dan has insinuated himself into the lives of all of the characters, and he and Olivia are having a little bit of a verbal, mental standoff encounter, and it's really the beginning of the process where the two of them begin to start the process of figuring out what the dance is that they're going to do and how deeply they want to connect or not and how guarded they need to be with each other or not. And this is the play, this is the beginning of the crux of the play, which is how these two connect or don't.
And where does this take place? It takes place inside the house?
Yes.
It's inside the manor home. Okay.
You're conceited, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
And you are acting all the time, aren't you?
Acting? Acting what? Look at how I can look you in the eyes. I'll stare you out.
It's a very blank look, though, isn't it?
Is it?
You are acting, aren't you?
Yes.
And what are you like when you stop acting?
Well, I don't know. It's been so long since I stopped.
But when you're alone?
Well, then I act more than I ever do.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Because I like it. Now, how about I ask the questions for a minute? Why can't you take some interest in some other body but me?
I'm not interested in you. Just curious. You don't talk about yourself. That must make people wonder.
Oh, I can talk about myself. You know what makes a power of difference? Drop a drink. You'd be surprised.
I wonder if I would.
I know you would.
Well, I think I can make a couple of guesses about you.
Carry on.
You haven't any feelings at all. And you live in a world of your own imagination.
I'm sorry, I don't understand not being so very literary.
You follow me perfectly well.
Do you still think there's been a spot of dirty work?
She's probably lost her memory and will suddenly turn up.
Disappointed?
I suppose I am.
Why?
Because nothing much has ever happened to me, and it's a dull day, and it's the depths of the country. I don't know.
Ah! And then there's a blood-curdling scream.
Oh, there's a blood-curdling scream. I thought that was the chickens. So it's a blood-curdling scream, and then that's when the murder takes place.
No, that's when a certain discovery.
That's when the murder is discovered.
Yes.
Okay. How cool. As you say, you just don't want to do anything but look at them. You know, it's very mesmerizing.
Yes, I must say that one of the easiest things I've done is direct them because they take direction so well. Really, sometimes you have to say things like 15 times and before the actor finally gets it. But, you know, with the two of them and with most of the cast, all of the cast, I just say, please do this. And suddenly, and 5 minutes later, when they do the scene, they're doing it. They're appropriating what I said and doing it. And it's a wonderful feeling for a director. But not to say that the director is a supreme authority. They also bring things to the scene themselves, too, that surprise me and make me very pleasantly
surprised. Like what? Like what? What did they bring?
Well, there's certain things when I say the scene that they just did, they're talking to each other. And this was right before this scene. That is this wonderful thing where they have the line about I will stare you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he puts his two hands on the desk. And so she puts her two hands on the desk, so we have the two of them like two rams about to clash and butt horns, you know. It's just to bring things like that, too. It's a great thing to work with actors, you know, also bring so much to the party as well.
So just reintroducing David Nelson Taylor, this is a career actor studying acting at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. 2 decades he was in New York on stage and screen, et cetera. And David, you must have worked with a lot of different directors. How is Richard's style?
That is an excellent question, and I'm so glad that you asked it, because Richard has been one of my favorite directors to work with. 2.5 years ago or so, my wife and daughter and I moved to Ojai, and virtually immediately met Richard, and he's somebody that I've wanted to work with for a long time, from day one of moving to Ojai. And seeing the professionalism and the caliber of work that he's done, also being a fellow New Yorker, there's a lot to talk about with he and his wife. But really the creative energy of the director, it works best when it is in full collaboration. Mm. As Richard just said, it works best when it's the actors bringing something to the table and the director being open to it, and the director bringing something to the table and the actors being open to it. And I want to invite Angelica to talk about this as well, but we had one rehearsal where Richard, it was the two of us working on, you know, some of our major scenes together, and he just said, let's try it this way. Every single line, you're going to laugh out loud for the entirety of the scene. And, you know, then we would do that, and so many new things would be found and developed that we've kept and incorporated. And then we would, you know, all right, say every line singing. And just that ability to invite the actors to explore and stretch is a joy to work, because not everybody does that. A lot of folks will come to the table and say, here's how I want it done. Do it for me.
Yeah.
That's what you're hired to do. And Richard's, here's what I have a vision. Let's play with it all together and see what comes.
So I think I mentioned to Richard this little factoid, but my background, my first job was in scenic verisimilitude. I did the set design and the forced perspective, et cetera. And I worked at ACT in San Francisco for years with the director Bill Ball. talk about, you know, as the difference in direction is concerned, he would say, you know, I was not an actor. I was a scene painter and a verisimilitude person that I actually got to be head of the historical department. This, hence an appraiser of fine art and antiques now. But I remember we were doing Ibsen and he says, oh, you know, the Biedermeier's all wrong. Strike the set. It was 2 a.m. He said, by 4, I want a whole new set. Where was I supposed to find Biedermeier furniture at 4 a.m? But you did not say no.
I'm sure you'd found it, right?
I found it, yeah. I found it. I mean, you know, but this is the difference, as you know, David, because you've been around acting for 2 decades, that there's a whole different type of director. I mean, I can't imagine some of the people I did scene work for saying, oh, let's try this, and you actually have a brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's very cool. Angelica, what do you think? We're talking about the style of direction.
Well, and to piggyback off the exercises that Richard allowed us to do, and they were so helpful in discovering things, and I especially liked the one where we had to laugh every line, because my character is very tense and repressed, and she doesn't have many opportunities to show depths of her personality, and so when we did the laughing exercise, it just was amazing how it just kind of broke me out of my shell, and we did discover things that we ended up keeping and thought, this is perfect. We need this.
So, Angelica, you know, I'm such a clothes buff, and I love the clothes from the 30s. Is it a period piece? Are you doing in period clothes?
Yes. Yeah.
What's your outfits like? What's your favorite outfit?
Oh, amazing.
Yeah?
Tracy Williams Sutton, have to shout out to her. She's the one who is the brains behind all of that. And I get to wear this fabulous coat at the very end. And
what's it look like?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. That's my favorite on her.
It's like this deep green color, and it's long sleeve, and it goes all the way to my ankles. But it's fitting in the torso and has all these buttons. And I even wear it in rehearsals as much as possible. And I pretend that it's because I'm trying to keep warm, but it's because I want to wear this all the time.
So fantastic costume. How about you, David? You know, what is your, I mean, I'm getting the sense that you're kind of very sexy and kind of flashily dressed, but in a good way.
You know, he has a couple of changes. At the beginning, he's in his uniform for the
porter.
As a page boy. Yep. He has a signature cap that I wear that was actually something that I had in mind, my own home. And then, you know, the rest of the play is mostly a suit. You know,
yeah, 1930s
type of suit.
Uh-huh.
But the hat is the real piece for Dan, and helped me find the vanity of the character, which, you know, some may say came pretty naturally to me. you know, where to take the hat off, put the hat on, look in the mirror, adjust the hair after taking the hat off, you know, all of that, you know, Dan's psyche, that the hat was the piece for me that connected me deeply.
So cool how clothes have a role too. Richard, do we have to go to one more quick break? Okay. Don't turn that down. Back. We'll kind of give you instructions how to get in touch with the theater so you can see Night Must Fall. I mean, you'll see the ad, and the ad is so interesting. When you see the ad, these are the two performers that are sitting in front of you, along with Richard Camp, the artistic director. Don't turn that down.
Welcome back. Elizabeth has graciously allowed me to talk a little few minutes about the rest of our 80th anniversary season. Following this show is Molière's The Miser, which is about greed and is certainly pertinent to what's going on in the world today.
Uh-huh.
Our summer musical is There's No Reason for This to Exist Other Than to Have Fun, Mamma Mia. In the fall, we're doing an original show called Bless Your Heart. It's about evolution, religion, and Elvis Presley. And our Christmas show is Seussical, the musical from the Wonder Mind of Dr. Seuss. And you can call, but please get in touch with us. Our website is ohiact.org. Thank you.
Yeah, and so this particular production is a killer. Night Must Fall, and, you know, you've only got till March the 10th to come and see it. And if you haven't done an evening at Ojai, you know, there's so many cool restaurants around the theater. The theater itself is small, intimate. Come and have an evening of it. You'll be hooked, and you'll be hooked on the kind of season Richard brings. Very, very wide kind of taste for everybody. And I want to just thank our two actors today. This is David Nelson Taylor, who plays Dan in the show, and that is the role that was made famous by Robert Montgomery. The role that was made famous by Rosalind Russell is played by Angelica Smith, plays Olivia in the show. And also thank you to Richard Camp in his second season of the 80th year of the Ojai Art Center Theater. Thank you guys for coming
in.
Thank you for having us. Wonderful to be here.